On the line now joining me is SDLP MLA Daniel McCrossan. Daniel, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are things?
Good, thank you. Daniel, you wanted to highlight what you've described as a crisis in the education system based on the fact that 1,400 school staff have been made redundant across the last 3 years in schools across Northern Ireland. Some 692 teachers and 738 support staff have gone since 2015.
Yes, that's right. This is something that the SDLP, both me and my colleagues within the party, have been working on for quite some time. We've had concerns about the crisis that is facing education, and make no mistake about it, there is a crisis facing education in Northern Ireland, and teachers and principals are feeling the pressure immensely. Just on the back of meetings that I've had with school principals who have come to me from right across my constituency and beyond and expressed to me real concerns about the future of their schools and the jobs of people who have spent their lives educating our young people. The reality is that it is just not sustainable anymore. So I asked a question to the Permanent Secretary last week, and he's revealed that, you're right, over 600 teachers have been made redundant and over 700 support staff have been made redundant also. And this is growing. It's a growing, and it's going to continue growing. And this crisis is going to continue getting worse. So it's a really big issue, and people really need to be made aware of the seriousness of it.
And what can you do to tackle that? Is it to stop the redundancies, or is there something else that needs to be done? Do you think this is a move towards less schools and more streamlined education, if you like?
This isn't just about the redundancies itself. This underscores the huge crisis that is facing education. The issue with budgets in schools, the issue that principals can't get their budgets out on time because of the education authority and because of the department, and also because of the pressure that's been put on schools by the education authority and by the Department of Education in itself. There's nowhere else in Western Europe that you would see whatsoever education cuts. And the cuts here are huge, and they're impacting our schools and eventually, and absolutely, I would agree at this stage, affecting our children. This is not good enough. In the absence of an assembly, in the absence of devolved government, our children are now suffering. Our teachers and principals are suffering. People are losing jobs. Education should not be suffering as a result of a political impasse or a failure by two parties to agree. And particularly when it's affecting people on the ground, we should be asking bigger questions. I intend to do that by the only person that we can approach at this stage in the absence of the minister. And I've set up a meeting with the Permanent Secretary immediately where principals are going to be voicing their very real concerns about the huge pressures unfairly being mounted on them and their daily positions of educating our young people.
Okay, well, we need to get ready for the news, but we'll keep an ear and an eye on that, Daniel. Do keep us informed if you get anywhere with that meeting, as you say, which is with a civil servant rather than a politician, but hopefully you get some light at the end of the tunnel or at least some more information. Daniel McCrossan, thank you very much.